The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 44, Best of 2007. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Naven from their CD Loina. That was Ellis Mahdi, Cornish song. You can find them at naven.org, and that CD is on CD Baby. Call 1-800-BUY-MY-CD, please. Welcome to 2008. Yes, it is 2008. Well, we made it, and I had a lot of votes. I went to the directory of everyone who voted for the Celtic Top 5. And I decided to see what the best songs, the most popular songs of 2007 were. I put all those songs into this show, and this is going to be part one, I'm going to call this, because what I decided to do was sort of break this up into two parts. I haven't put together the second show yet, but this is part one, and it features music that was featured last year by all these bands, all the great music that you heard and enjoyed. These are the songs that were the most popular in the Celtic Top 5. The next show is going to be these same bands, but it's going to be a different song. I'm going to find some different music from all these bands that I think you're going to enjoy, and we're going to put out something new and exciting and start the year off right. And I'm going to get this together probably, hopefully next week. We're going to aim for, right? Okay. We're going to be dedicated this year. So, that should have been on my New Year's resolutions to stick to a solid schedule for the Irish and Celtic music, for all my podcasts for that matter. But let's get started with some great music. We're going to start this off with Heather Dale. This is Mordred's Lullaby. This is probably one of the most popular songs I think I've played on the podcast. You can find her at heatherdale.com. It's from her CD, The Trial of Lancelot. It's also on the Secret World of Celtic Rock, which is the compilation CD put out by this podcast. First track on there, and but that CD is a great CD, and she has a, I think she has a, something new too. I'm not telling you, I gotta double check on that, but nevertheless, let's have Heather Dale, Mordred's Lullaby.
Pipes. We call this the dream set.
Oh, this is Arthur Hines of Emerald Rose, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast from CelticMusicPodcast.com. Yekada.
They are a-callin' from glen to glen and down the mountainside. We are a-fallin', the summer's gone away and all the flowers dyin'. 'Tis you must go and I must bide, then to the pub I'm flyin'. Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day. Whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Denny in the jar. But if you should come back when summer's in the meadow, we'll drink a pint of Guinness here in sunshine or in shadow. So find where I am lying and tell me that you love me. Then pour a glass of whiskey on the grave where you have shoved me. Fish your rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day. Whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Denny in the jar. And when I'm dead and rotten and flowers grow above me, remember all the beer I drank and everyone who loved me. Say now before me, the afterlife is risky. We're drinking holy water 'cause the devil took the whiskey. Wish it rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day. Whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Daddy in the jar. There's a black velvet band on that green alligator, and McNamara's band is playing at the Dun Cow later. The white colonial boy gave old Finnegan's wake a tussle, and Molly can't stop raving about her cuffles and her muscles. Just a rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day. Whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Denny in the jar. Just a rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day. Whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Denny in the jar.
It's by the hush, me boys, and sure that's to mind your noise, and listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. I was by hunger pressed, and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. Well, I sold me horse and cow, little pigs and sow, my father's farm of land I soon departed, and me sweetheart bid me gee, I'm afraid I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken hearted. Take my advice, to America I'll have yous not be comin'. There's nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes to be making, we were thinking. But when we got They shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. He said, if you get shot or lose your leg, every mother's son's a youth will get a pension. In the war I lost me leg, and they gave me a wooden peg. By my soul it is the truth to you I mention. And I wish I was at home in here old Dublin. Well, I think myself in luck if I get fed on Indian buck. And old Ireland's a country I delight in. To the devil I would say, God curse Mary Kay. For in truth I've had enough of her hard fighting. And hear ye, boys, now take my advice. To America have yous not become. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home and here hold Dublin.
Alison Barber with Patty's Lament and Sporting Patty. It's from her CD Traveling Home, AlisonBarber.com. That, too, was one of the most popular songs last year as far as the Celtic Top 5. It had a lot of votes. Before that was Danny in the Jar from Emerald Rose from their CD Con Suite. You can find them at EmeraldRose.com. And before that was MacTella Moore with the Ki Mi Na Movena, I think. Still don't know how to pronounce that, but it's from their CD, The New Colossus. They are at MacTella.com. And before that was Wicked Tinkers with The Dream Set. It's from their CD, Whiskey Supper. Find them at WickedTinkers.com. I didn't mention this earlier. This is an extra long show. In fact, I put together the top 20 bands that were most popular last year. So yeah, it's going to be an extra long show. That's the reason you notice these long sets. So you're going to have a great show to listen to. Gosh, yeah, I think I'm probably going to be listening to this show a lot in the future. All right, I'm going to give a couple quick notes. First off, the Austin Music Poll starts up today. That means that you can go and vote for your favorite bands in Austin. I know that really doesn't affect most people in the world. However, one of those bands happens to be my band, the Brobdingnagian Bards. And I mention that because, yes, we are eligible to win, and anyone in the world is eligible to vote. And I'd love to get your votes for the Brobdingnagian Bards in the Austin Music Poll. You can go to markgunn.com/Austin Music Poll, or you can go to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com to see what my suggestions for voting. I put some Celtic bands in there, and I'm hoping that you might cast a little vote our way. I really appreciate it. Okay, enough shameless plugging here. I think we'll have more shameless plugging when one of our songs comes up in the list. I didn't put it there. It wasn't me. It was your votes. So, but first off, we're going to have Ed Miller. Speaking of local Austin musicians, this is Ed Miller with The Devil Made Texas from his CD, The Edinburgh Rambler. Find him at songsofscotland.com.
Oh, the devil in hell, they say he was chained, and there for 1,000 years he remained. He neither complained and nor did he groan, but decided to start up a hell of his own. Well, he could torment the souls of men without being shut in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making of this great land. The Lord, he said, yes, I've plenty on hand, but it's way down south on the Rio Grande. And to tell you the truth, the stuff is so poor, I doubt it'll do us a hell anymore. The devil went down, looked over the truck, and he said if it came as a gift he was stuck. For once he'd examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for a hell. But the Lord, just to get the stuff off of his hands, he promised the devil he'd water the land. For he had some old water that was of no use, a regular bog hole that stunk like the deuce. So the grant it was made and the deed it was given, the Lord he returned to his place up in heaven. The devil soon saw he had everything needed to make up a hell, and so he proceeded. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so the man that sits down must wear soles on his pants. He lengthened the horn of the Texas steer and added an inch to the jackrabbit's ears. He put water puppies in all of the lakes and under the rocks he put rattlesnakes. He hung thorns and brambles on all of the trees. He mixed up the dust with chiggers and fleas. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you by buzzing its wings. The heat in the summer's 110, too cold for the devil but too hot for men. And all who remained in that climate soon bore stings, bites and scratches and blisters galore. He quickened the buck of the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede, and the wild boar roams in the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that we've got for a hell. He planted red peppers beside the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and you will shout, I've got hell on the inside as well as the out. Thank you.
dejte môj syn leto, anjel držaga myšie vali s ním rá. Wada tuga čomi, laka tuga morna, kas kawal bjodu vršte mi grí. When me Johnny was sleeping, and I got up in me bed close to the house, I was a creepin'.
It's sure ding a me ding a me da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I saw him off that morning, the deception I did cover, and he bid me Johnny farewell, for me heart still called him lover. They captured my poor Johnny, but now he lies in prison.
Thank you.
And that brilliant set was Jamie Lavelle and Ashley Broder with Patty, Jenny, and the Boys. That was from their CD Zephyr in the Confetti Factory. You can find them at jamielavelle.com and ashleybroder.com. Before that was The Merry Wives of Windsor with Jenny's Story from Tales from Windsor's Tavern. Find them at mwow.net. And before that was Thornhill Road with Myra Brunel and Dunmore Lasses. I almost got that. They don't have the CD yet. Still, unfortunately, I'm really bummed by that. But that you can find them at the thornhillroad.com. So over the Christmas holidays, I got to go to Germany and visit my mom, where I got to play in a pub called Dudelsack Pub in Rüdesheim, Germany. That was an experience. Considering I speak no German and the owners barely spoke English, that was quite an exciting experience. But it was a lot of fun, and there's a good possibility that Andrew and I will be back in Germany after our tour of Ireland this summer. That's right, in June, the beginning of June, is the Brobdingnagian Bards Tour of Ireland. Find out more at thebards.net/Ireland. If you'd like to go visit Ireland with us, this is going to be a great tour put on by John Wilmot of Celtic Ways. So it's going to be a lot of great stuff. So come check it out. thebards.net/Ireland. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is on MySpace and now once again up to date. You can find out more at myspace.com/Irish Celtic Music Podcast. And if you're looking for Irish songs and lyrics, check out irish-song-lyrics.com. Where you'll find a list of lyrics and chords and all sorts of good information that I've compiled over the years. And of course, if you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, subscribe to the Celtic MP3's Music Magazine. This monthly e-zine will link you to artists offering free Celtic music downloads. Just visit CelticMP3s.com to subscribe. We're changing the way you hear Celtic music. Let's get back to some more music. I mentioned the Brobdingnagian Bards earlier. Another one of the most popular songs of 2007 was Seven Drunken Nights by the Brobdingnagian Bards. It's from our CD, The Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs. Find us at thebards.net.
As I got home on Monday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be. So I called me wife and I said to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure I've never seen before. And as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket sure I've never seen before." As I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, sure I'd never seen before." As I got home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is two geranium pots me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I've never seen before." And as I got home on Friday night, as drunk as drunk could be. I saw a head up on the bed, where my head ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the head up on the bed where my head ought to be?" "Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely baby that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but whiskers on a baby, sure, I've never seen before. Except on Mark sometimes, but we'll skip that."
What?
As I got home on Saturday night, as drunk could be, I saw two hands up on her breasts, where my hands ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the hands up on your breasts where my hands ought to be?" "Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely nightgown that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but fingers on a nightgown, sure, I've never seen before." And as I got home on Sunday night, as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, 3:15.
2:45?
Okay. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me?"
No way. "Hey, wife!" Oh, wait, that's a little late.
"Who was that lad sneaking out the back 3:15? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That was just a tax man that the queen she sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but an Englishman who can last till 3 I've never seen before." Or 2:45, whichever one is. All right, yes, that's right.
That's true, too. You know, I missed that last "Hey, wife." I'm not used to shouting that.
Yeah, you're not very good at your "Hey's," are you?
Huh? Hey. I resent that comment.
Okay.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling, dial and I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I sailed out with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. Enchanted by the novelty, delighted with the scenes, where in my early childhood I oftentimes have been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think I hear it still. 'Tis a little stream of water at the cross of Spancel Hill. And to amuse my fancy, I lay upon the ground, where all my school companions in crowds assembled round. Now some have grown to manhood, while more their graves did fill. Oh, I thought we all were young again at the cross of Spancel Hill. It'd been on the Sabbath morning, I thought I heard a bell, o'er hills and valleys sounded in notes that seemed to tell that Father Dan was coming, his duty to fulfill, at the parish church of Clooney, just 1 mile from Spancel Hill. And when our duty did commence, we all knelt down in prayer, in hopes for to be ready to climb the golden stair. And when back on returning, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Molin's music at the cross of Spancel Hill. Been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, your errand sons and daughters, they all assembled there. The young, the old, the stout and the bold, they came to sport and kill. What a curious combination at the fair of Spancel Hill. I went into my old home, as every stone can tell. The old boreen was just the same, the apple tree over the well. I miss my sister Ellen and my brothers Pat and Bill. Sir, I only met strange faces at my home in Spancel Hill. I called to see my neighbors, to hear what they might say. The old were getting feeble, the young ones turning gray. I met with the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Sure, he always made my breeches when I lived on Spancel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as pure as any lily, as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Jed, I love you still. She is Mac, the ranger's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I thought I stooped to kiss her, as I did in days of yore. Says she, Jed, you're only joking, as you often were before. But the cock, he crew on the roost again, he crew both loud and shrill. And I awoke in California, far, far from Spancel Hill. And when my vision faded and the tears came in my eyes, in hope to see that dear old spot someday before I die, may the joyous king of angels his choicest blessings spill on that curious spot of nature on the cross of Spancel Hill. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lenora with Things Celtic. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon the layland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In the spring we sow and the harvest mow, that's how the seasons round they go. Ah, but of all the times I choose I may, I'll go rambling in the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon the layland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In the winter when the skies are grey, we'll hedge and we'll stitch our times away. Ah, but in summer when the sun shines gay, we'll go rambling in the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon the layland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
For
I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon the layland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
And that was Kennedy's Kitchen with Life of a Country Boy. It's from their CD, A Pocket Full of Lent. And you can find them at kennedyskitchen.com. Before that was Athos with Inyan Ni Miakal from their CD, Athos, and you can find them at athosmusic.com. Before that was Jed Merrum with Spancel Hill from his CD, Lone Star Stout. Find him at jedmerrum.com. We have, I guess, one more long set before we're nearly there, okay? But we still have some more music, so stick around. Or you could just hit pause if you really want to. I do want to tell you really quick, I was checking out, you know, other Celtic podcasts online, and I found one called the Irish Song and Recitation Festival. It's at irishroots.com. And the podcast is, it features a lot of Irish-American music and storytelling and such. A really kind of a good podcast. You had a lot of history about some songs. They did something on one song, I didn't know what it was, but there's also Danny Boy, you know, the ever-popular classic. They had a lot of the history of Danny Boy, and I think they've got a lot more coming. A bunch of interesting stuff. It's very much Irish-American base. You hear the history of how a lot of these classic Irish-American songs became classic Irish-American songs that aren't even known much in Ireland. So check it out. You can find out more at irishroots.com. Next up is Keane with Last One Standing. It is from their CD, Rave, Rant, Loose Pants. Find them at keenemusic.com.
I think we're tired of this notion that we're being something we're not. I'm sorry, Grandpa crossed the ocean, but Grandma started humping a lot. Now I've got hundreds of cousins, O'Briens and Kellys and Shays. We're a motley collection of stereotypes and Irish cliches. 'Cause we're the first ones drinking, we're the last ones standing, we're the only friends you got. While we're laughing and singing, your ears are all ringing. I guess we're everything that you're not. So you think that maybe we're too loud. Well, we're Irish, American, and proud. Is that still loud? Is that still loud? I'm sorry if you want us to play nothing but jigs and reels, but we don't know how to play them, and neither do you, it appears. We're not militant or angry or trying to stir up some hate. We're just trying to spread some love, so let's get drunk and then procreate. 'Cause we're the first ones drinking, we're the last ones standing, we're the only friends you got. While we're laughing and singing, your ears are all ringing. I guess we're everything that you're not. So you think that maybe we're too loud? Well, we're Irish, American, and proud. Is that still loud? Is that still allowed? We don't play this kind of music in hopes that girls will think that we're cool. So get off my back if I wear a shirt that says Liverpool. And all around the world there are people of Irish ancestry. So instead of who we were, let's start thinking about who we're gonna be. 'Cause we're the first ones drinking, we're the last ones standing, we're the only friends you've got. While we're laughing and singing, your ears are all ringing. I guess we're everything that you're not. So you think that maybe we're too loud? Well, we're Irish, American, and proud. Is that still loud? Is that still loud? 'Cause we're the first ones drinking, we're the last ones standing, we're the only friends you've got. While we're laughing and singing, your ears are all ringing. I guess we're everything that you're not. So you think that maybe we're too loud? Well, we're Irish, American, and proud. Is that still allowed? Hey, is that still allowed? Is that still allowed? Hey, is that still allowed?
Standers, guardians, witnesses to the right, to nature's gods of darkness and of light. And the hills, they are hollow and home to the fae who dance on Midsummer's Eve. Some people don't understand when I say these are the things I believe. These are the things I believe. Sacred land, see the shapes in the corn made by invisible hands. Secrets of the pagan ways lie all around, return upon the earth in rock and sacred mound. And the hills, they are hollow and home to fae who dance on Midsummer's Eve. Some people don't understand when I say these are the things I believe. These are the things I believe.
First on the floor. seven gins and seven pints of stout. You're leaving a pub with a gloss. You fall face first on the floor. The people stand in disbelief and no one says a word. How could he ever reach the opal door? So drunk to hell, so blood red, I can't take it anymore. And singing Kitty Darling at the bar. From the hills of Connemara to the wild, wild west of Clare, there's people celebrating everywhere. After 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving a pub with a gloss. You fall face first on the 27 gins and 7 pints of stout. You're leaving a pub with a gloss. 27 gins and 7 pints of stout. You're leaving a pub with a gloss. You fall face first on the floor. We'll be right back.
loaded, drunk, and ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, the man was feeling gay. Oh, lyric and the bagpipes, some music for the play. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Heavy jingle bass, that's all the night that Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy stood in the corner, putting out her grief, this gang came turning down the street. I went into an empty room on a bottle of whiskey sore. Kept that bottle with corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Heavy jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died. After emptying the jug, the boy rose up the icebox late to see poor Paddy's mug. We fixed the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. Not a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died. They left the hearse on Short Street outside St. Anne's Saloon. They all went to the half past eight and stuck it out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left their corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died. That Paddy Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Can the bagpipes some music for the play? That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Heavy jingle bass was all the night that Murphy. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Heavy jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died.
The Night Paddy Murphy Died from Fiddler's Green. That is from their CD Drive Me Mad. Find them at fiddlers.de. Before that was the Kildares with September from their CD Any Given Element. Find them at kildares.com. And before that, Fall Face First from the Kaylee Family. That's from their CD Turaloo. Find them at kayleefamily.de. That's C. And before that was Dov the Bard. And that was The Hills They Are Hollow from his CD, The Hills They Are Hollow. Find him at paganmusic.co.uk. You can find out more about the artists in this show and in past shows by visiting us at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And while you're there, visit the link for our Celtic Music CD store on CD Baby and support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, see their shows, and drop them an email and let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, you can also email me at music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Please put Celtic Podcast in the subject line. And please consider adding a link to the podcast. You can find linking suggestions in the show notes. We're going to finish up the show with Femme. This is Darty's Reel, Fire Dance and White Petticoat. It's from their CD, Rose in the Heather. Thank you all very much for listening, and I will talk to you very soon. Sláinte.